Lee was still commentating. Slytherin in possession. Flint with the quaffle. Passes Spinet. Passes Bell. Hit hard in the face by a bludget. Hope it broke his nose. Only joking, Professor. Slytherin's score. Oh, no. The Slytherins were cheering. No one seemed to have noticed that Harry's broom was behaving strangely. It was carrying him slowly higher, away from the game, jerking and twitching as it went.
"Dunno what Harry thinks he's doing,"
Hagrid mumbled. He stared through his binoculars.
"If I didn't know better, I'd say he'd lost control of his broom. But he can't have."
Suddenly, people were pointing up at Harry all over the stands. His broom had started to roll over and over, with him only just managing to hold on. Then the whole crowd gasped. Harry's broom had given a wild jerk, and Harry swung off it. He was now dangling from it, holding on with only one hand. "Did something happen to it when Flint blocked him?" Seamus whispered.
"Can't have," Hagrid said, his voice shaking. "Can't nothing interfere with a broomstick, except powerful dark magic. No kid could do that to a Nimbus 2000.
At these words, Hermione seized Hagrid's binoculars, but instead of looking up at Harry, she started looking frantically at the crowd.
"What are you doing?" moaned Ron, grey-faced.
"I knew it," Hermione gasped. "Snape! Look!"
Ron grabbed the binoculars. Snape was in the middle of the stands opposite them. He had his eyes fixed on Harry and was muttering non-stop under his breath.
"He's doing something! Jinxing the broom!"
said Hermione.
"What should we do?"
"Leave it to me."
Before Ron could say another word, Hermione had disappeared. Ron turned the binoculars back on Harry. His broom was vibrating so hard it was almost impossible for him to hang on much longer. The whole crowd was on its feet, watching, terrified, as the Weasleys flew up to try and pull Harry safely onto one of their brooms. But it was no good. Every time they got near him, the broom would jump higher still. They dropped lower and circled beneath him, obviously hoping to catch him if he fell. Marcus Flint seized the quaffle and scored 5 times without anyone noticing.
"Come on, Hermione,"
Ron muttered desperately. Hermione had fought her way across to the stand where Snape stood and was now racing along the row behind him. She didn't even stop to say sorry as she knocked Professor Quirrell headfirst into the row in front. Reaching Snape, she crouched down, pulled out her wand, and whispered a few well-chosen words. Bright blue flames shot from her wand onto the hem of Snape's robes. It took perhaps 30 seconds for Snape to realise that he was on fire. A sudden yelp told her she had done her job. Scooping the fire off him into a little jar in her pocket, she scrambled back along the row. Snape would never know what had happened. It was enough. Up in the air, Harry was suddenly able to clamber back onto his broom.
"Neville, you can look,"
Ron said. Neville had been sobbing into Hagrid's jacket for the last 5 minutes. Harry was speeding toward the ground when the crowd saw him clap his hand to his mouth as though he were about to be sick. He hit the field on all fours, coughed, and something gold fell into his hand.
"I've got the Snitch,"
he shouted, waving it above his head, and the game ended in complete confusion.
"He didn't catch it. He nearly swallowed it."
Flint was still howling 20 minutes later, but it made no difference. Harry hadn't broken any rules, and Lee Jordan was still happily shouting the results. Gryffindor had won by 170 points to 60. Harry heard none of this, though. He was being made a cup of strong tea back in Hagrid's hut with Ron and Hermione.
"It was Snape," Ron was explaining.
"Hermione and I saw him. He was cursing your broomstick, muttering. He wouldn't take his eyes off you."
"Rubbish,"
said Hagrid, who hadn't heard a word of what had gone on next to him in the stands.
"Why would Snape do something like that?"
Harry, Ron and Hermione looked at one another, wondering what to tell him. Harry decided on the truth.
"I found out something about him," he told Hagrid. "He tried to get past that three-headed dog on Halloween. It bit him. We think he was trying to steal whatever it's guarding."